everyone. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with the Johnson Smith team. We're here. We'll get back with our good buddy, Rigo Arce from Rigo Pest Prevention. How are you doing, Rico?
I'm doing good, Ray. Good to see you, Sandra. And here we go. Wrapping up January. A little bit of football is in the air. And
yes.
Yeah.
And dare we say a little snow. What the heck happened?
I needed that.
Everything in Tucson. Everything. Thankfully, it comes and goes quickly, right?
That caught me by surprise, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they were talking about it, and I was like, no, it's not going to snow. I looked out this morning, and my car wasn't covered. I'm like, they don't know what they're talking about. Then me and Stranger went to go driving, and everybody's telling, oh, it's snowing out here. It's snowing out here. I'm like, well, okay. I don't see it.
Well, for our listeners, we're recording early this week. So we're actually recording on Monday because we had a scheduling conflict. So yeah, we're talking about Monday, those little tiny snow flurries that came and went. And
I hope you took a picture.
Yeah,
it'll be all over Facebook. Of course, when everyone's listening to this, it'll be 70.
Right? Yeah. I know. They're going to be like, what are they talking about?
What are they talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
Those people are crazy on that show.
Well, that's still possibly arguable that we are crazy. You know, you mentioned football. This is the time of year I love to hate. I love football. And for years, I thought that I was the same age as the Super Bowl.
The same age.
Same age.
Okay.
And then Super Bowl went 50, and after I did, and I went, oh, that was so much less cool to think that you're older than the Super Bowl.
I see. Right, right.
So, yeah, I think the Mustang celebrated the same year that the Super Bowl did, which
was anniversary? Oh, interesting.
I think that was the year after I did, so I was really bummed about that. So I have nothing good to say about this time of year, because I do age.
Well, those Roman numerals throw me off.
Yeah, that was the problem.
I can't keep up with it. They lost me at Super Bowl V.
Let me get you guys talk about a little bit about inspections and stuff, because Rigo is the expert on that, and you're here in Tucson. And the first thing we talked about before was buyers and sellers each have a different reason to deal with someone from your organization, from pest prevention and pest control. So buyers, they get a record of the inspections, and sellers, you want them to do that because of the warranty. Can you explain those two things?
Yeah, that's a really important inspection when a home is on the market, and both sides have a vested interest. So from the buyer's perspective, it plays a big role in the actual escrow, in getting your all-important funding. The lender wants to know that the money that they're putting up for you to buy that home, and they're going to lend, that home is secure. You know, it's in good condition, and there isn't a wood-destroying insect issue. And so the inspection really is a very important factor in the lending side of things. So the buyer wants this, non-biased, independent report that explains the condition of the home as it relates to wood-destroying insects. And then the lender feels good about that. But from the buyer's point of view, they certainly want to know as well, you know, what condition is that home.
Right.
And so with that inspection that a termite company provides, we can give nice, clear information as to its condition. And then there's some miscellaneous items. There's what we call conditions conducive. So not just whether or not there's wood-destroying insects or not, you know, signs of them, but also are there any conditions like moisture issues, or is the soil touching the house in a bad way that could lend itself to an infestation, all right? And so that's an important observation that inspectors make as well. So, you know, the buyer wants to know that the house is sound, that it's wood-destroying insect-free, or at least there's nothing seems to be there at that time. And then the lender wants to know the same so that they can put up the money, you know, the capital, and help that buyer move in. Now, on the selling side...
Well, before we jump to the selling side, would you talk a little bit about that report that you do for buyer?
Right.
The types of things that are... I mean, because you actually provide a graph and the location that you may have seen... wood to earth contact, or you've seen mush evidence. Issues,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah. So the state of Arizona, several decades ago, put out a mandatory, 3-page report that was required for termite inspectors to complete. And the report is designed to cover all those aspects. You know, page one identifies whether there's signs of the insects or not. Page two covers, any sightings of these conducive conditions that could lend itself to a problem. And then the final page, page three, is an actual graph page where the inspecting company draws the home or puts a schematic on it. And this is where we identify with, you know, like a legend and a key and symbols, where these observations, you know, what we've seen. And this report is then filed with the Office of Pest Management up in Phoenix, and it stays on file with the state for 5 years. So if you're ready to buy a home and you're looking at this home, you can actually punch that address into the state website, and you can see if there's been any inspections, and for that matter, any treatments that were performed over the last 5 years. And you can actually mm-hmm. see this, you know, this documentation. After 5 years, it falls off that, you know, off that that site. However, the inspecting company that did any of these inspections or treatments on that address, they have those files indefinitely. They're available.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when you're going out to do an inspection on a home, you guys are looking at that record too, aren't you?
Yeah, what we do is we look in advance to see if there were any past inspections, past treatments. If there was, we can only see so much. It's mm-hmm. not a complete, an array of information. It's limited data, but it gives us enough insight to be able to educate the buyer. Hey,
right.
We observed that there was a treatment done 3 years ago, or prior to you, there were two other pre-purchase inspections done. We can give them dates. And this way, that gives the buyer, you know, some insight as to the history on the home.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
And then you were going to talk a little bit about the seller's perspective on that.
Yeah, from the seller's perspective, the termite inspection, it's different in the sense that there's no lender. And, what their position there is to get what I like to call a sanity check. You know, I'm going to put my home on the market. I would call a termite company and have a free inspection done and give me any signs or, you know, give me a report, if you would, some intel on the condition of my home. Are there any signs of wood-destroying insects? Do I have anything to worry about? Could you make any recommendations? Are there conditions conducive that I should maybe correct before I put the home on the market? This way, I'm being proactive, and what I have an opportunity to do is to get my house ready mm-hmm. and make it look the best it can, right, for sale. Mm-hmm. And I thwart these problems off in advance. So this way the buyers don't come in with a heavy hammer and make all kinds of demands. I can have these things addressed prior and I'm ready to go.
You know, actually it speaks to the home being well maintained.
Totally.
Absolutely. When we have things that have been let go, and that really termites is one of the big things that someone can let go, there's a perception there that nothing has been done to maintain the home. So I think that's super important.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. We're here with Rigo Arce from Rigo Pest Prevention. We'll be back on the other side to discuss a little bit more about the things. The things you got to think about was sanity check, free inspection. Report only goes to the lender for when you're doing it for the seller. I mean, report only goes to the seller when you're doing that report. Am I correct?
No, for the buyer.
I mean, but when the seller comes out, does the report go to him?
No.
Okay.
Hey, we're hitting the break time, so we'll be back in just a minute. We'll continue the conversation with Rigo.
Hey, we're back to the show. We're back with Rigo Arce from Rigo Pest Prevention, and me, it's Ray Smith with my wife, Sandra Johnson. We're part of the Johnson Smith team with Indy Realty. The thing we want to talk about and go back a little bit on is we talked about a report for the seller, and Rigo said something that's really great. It's very important. It's the vernacular that we use when we're talking about things in the business. So not the report, but the inspection that the seller has, and he gets that from you, that does not go to the state.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, so the seller is going to get what we call a courtesy inspection. So
okay.
We might have a inspection findings or, you know, something like that. The word report typically is associated with that all-important state report, that WDI inspection report. That's what the buyer purchases. That goes to the lender. Uh-huh. It's for escrow, filed with the state. That has a lot more teeth to it. Seller just gets a communique between the termite company and themselves. It's just a courtesy.
Yeah. Right. So at the point that you are that you're actually initiating or writing that report, there's a cost to that to the buyer.
Exactly. Right. That has, again, like I said, a lot more teeth to it. There's a lot more moving parts. So that's an official report. It's drafted. It's sent out. It's filed. It's got to be secured with the state. So that one does have a fee to it. Whereas the inspection for the seller, it is really, again, a courtesy. And that's just some information for the seller to know that, you know, that if there's anything that we recommend they might want to do, it's more of informative.
Yeah. And once you are in that process of getting the house ready to go on the market, the seller is going to be filling out a seller's property disclosure. And in that disclosure, they're able to disclose the fact that, yes, we did have a termite treatment, and the house is under warranty. And that warranty is so important.
Yeah, if you, in fact, have a warranty with your home and you're putting it on the market, you do have to disclose if you're aware of any past history of termites, any mm-hmm. past history of damage. That's a real big one. Is there a warranty? Is it transferable? You know, those sort of things. If you don't have a termite warranty, you're not required to get one. So when you're filling out the disclosures, you may not be aware of any history, you're not aware of any past treatment. There is no warranty. You can say no all the way down. Mm-hmm. But this would be one of those moments where I would encourage someone listening, if they're getting ready to put their home in the market, number one, take advantage of that free inspection. Mm-hmm. Have a courtesy inspection. I like to call it a little sanity check. And then number two, it really is a good time to buy a warranty. Because if your potential buyer comes in with their, what I call their posse, you know, they've got their agent and the whole team, inspectors, home inspector, HVAC, roof, everybody. You know, the buyers, they come in with some demands. They want that house to be in the best shape possible. And if they find something, they start making requests for, you know, full termite treatments, big warranties, extended warranties. If you have a home and you have a termite warranty on it, they can't do that. They just simply want to make sure those termites are taken care of. You've already got a warranty, very low cost. You'll take care of it. Problem solved. So it's a really great time to take advantage of getting a warranty when there are no signs of termites.
That's great to hear.
What are the costs just generally? I know it's going to probably depend on the size of the house.
Yeah.
But can you give us just a ballpark of what a home warranty and that peace of mind warranty would look like?
Your standard warranties run roughly about $175 to $250, somewhere in there. That's going to cover you for a year. It's a full house warranty. And again, it'll cover you for 1 year, and it's transferable to any new owner. So, yeah, pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, from a marketing perspective, I think that that's a great tool to add to your toolbox.
Yes.
Just to take control of the situation before it is, as you said, an issue when it comes to negotiating.
Because right.
Sometimes we get those big asks that may not feel like they're equitable. So it's so much better mm-hmm. for a seller to address things before they go on the
Absolutely.
Market. Yep. Be informed, even if you have a problem and you know you have a problem, and maybe it's something outside of even pest prevention or pest control. If it's something that you know about and you disclose it and you price the house accordingly, then that really gives you as a seller kind of, you know, the power over that decision of how you're going to handle that, whether you want to, you know, give a credit or just do a price, you know, like I say, priced accordingly, mm-hmm. however you want to handle that. But sometimes what we see when we have a house that's not well maintained is a buyer will come in and offer less money for the house
for sure.
because it's not well maintained.
Correct.
And then they'll turn around and ask you to do the repair.
Right.
So you as a seller are sort of paying for it twice. You're taking a hit on price and then you're turning around and being asked to do the repair anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always like to let my agents know that this is a service that they offer their clients. So whenever I speak to a homeowner who's putting their home on the market, I tell them that your agent offers this service as a value to you. You know, I work for you folks, right? So I work for Ray and Sandra. I tell your clients, your sellers, you know, this is something you offer for them. And it is in their best interest because it is much easier and cost effective to address things up front.
Yes.
Especially if it's a VA loan. If it's a VA loan and mm-hmm. there's water damage, water stains, we've got soil issues, boy, it's so much cheaper and easier to take care of it now than it is when the buyers get involved. And again, I use the word demand, not that anyone's necessarily rude or, you know, that kind of thing. But the point being is there's a lot of asks,
yes,
you know, and that list just grows.
Yeah.
I feel like my job is to go in and shorten that list. We want those inspections to run smoothly, you know,
yeah,
and smiles all around, you know, so the buyers feel good, the sellers feel good, and everybody wins. You know?
And for our listeners that haven't been through a home purchase recently, it is actually the appraiser that will come out and note those things as well. So the VA appraisers have guidelines they have to follow. And one of those guidelines is to make sure there isn't unpainted wood or exposed wood, and that those conditions that you talked about, the water damage, are not creating that environment that would put that home at risk for the future.
Sure.
And so that appraiser will make that a requirement of the appraisal, and then the buyer would have to send them back out again,
right,
which is going to come at a cost to the buyer. But it also is a delay. If those areas of wood aren't painted, you know, quickly enough, or if that appraiser is busy, we could be looking at, you know, you're supposed to close on a Friday and you got your moving truck, but we didn't get the appraiser back out in time because of the repairs. So it's just better for everyone.
Yeah.
If we want to keep that transaction on schedule.
Absolutely.
And so it's better that those things are addressed up front.
Yeah. Thank you. We have Rigo Arce here, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention. Rigo, got a question for you. One thing about one of your tenants that you had that we really love about you, and that we had the same thing, you're about people and about relationships. And you got a note here that says, service sells, not sales.
Oh, for sure.
Give us a little bit about that.
You know, I've built my company on service. And when I say service, I mean, you know, education, right? Listening, giving real information, even walking away from something or saying, you know what, here's the fix. You don't need me, but if you do these three things, your problem is solved.
Uh-huh.
You know? Servicing the customer first, not just a slogan or a motto, but actually, you know, evaluating the situation and really meeting their needs. You know, I ultimately am not concerned about making a sale. You can smell that a mile away.
Yes,
you really
sir.
Can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So we could talk more about it, but what I'd like to say is service is really what people want. You know, just
right.
like when you go to a restaurant.
Right.
You want to be taken care of, and you know what you want. And if you don't, you get enough information, you'll make the decision.
You know, and we'll help you the best way we can.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's
so
what
let
we
me
talk
ask
about.
You a question. You're in a restaurant. You can have great service and a mediocre meal, or a great meal and mediocre service. Which one are you going to go for, Rigo?
Well, ultimately, I want both. But,
yeah, you do.
You know, it's funny. Great service can make that meal just a bit better.
It does.
It really
doesn't
does.
It
you know?
Makes it just that much better.
Yeah, for sure.
Rigo, give us quickly how we get a hold of you.
Okay, so the phone number for us is 520, of course, 744-6177. And our website is rigopest.com, RIGOPEST.
Welcome back to the show. We are here with the owner of Paint Kings, Eddie O'Hare. Me is Ray Smith with Sandra Johnson. We're part of the Indy Realty team. We are this Johnson Smith team, and we want to talk a little bit about painting your home and the importance of having those kind of things taken care of and who to go to in this Tucson community. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have you. First thing I want to ask about, how'd you get started in the painting business?
Well, Paint Kings itself has been open for 36 years. We were opened in 1987. My folks started the company, and like most, you know, small companies, it was mom and dad,
right.
You know, mom running the books and the phones, and dad out doing estimates and project managing and painting. I got the opportunity to start when I was a freshman in high school.
Wow.
Dad was like, hey, you're going to go to college, and I'm going to make you go because I'm going to make you stand for a 40-foot extension ladder when it's 120 degrees outside, and you're going to take your education seriously.
That'll do it right there.
It was a motivator. So I got to paint through summers and school breaks and stuff, learning the trade hands-on. I went to the U of A here, so I got to continue doing that during the summers. And then, you know, at the university, you can, you know, tailor your schedule so you have a little bit more free time.
Right,
so I was working. I'm a math teacher, which has nothing to do with painting.
Wow.
I had an internship with a engineering company during my junior year and sat in this, that summer doing takeoffs all day long, doing CAD programs, and made the decision that I could not do that for the rest of my life.
Right, right.
One of the great things about painting is that you get almost an instant gratification. You can, at the end of a day, look at, you know, stand on the street corner and you can look at your work and be like, I did that. A lot of pride.
Yes.
I love my engineer brethren, but I just wasn't cut from that cloth.
My daughter was a math education major as well. So did you take some business courses with that?
I did some. Again, I was mainly in the electrical engineering college when I was at the U of A. And then I went back up my senior year and told them that I was not going to be looking to complete that as an engineer. I had done all the math you could do. So that was my easiest path out of it.
Oh, gotcha.
So I went back and I told Dad, hey, Dad, I've got this great idea. Why don't I come into the company? And again, he thought that was a horrific idea.
I'm trying to get my son right now, and I'll be honest, he's a licensed agent. I'm like, you got to come over. And he's not with us yet, but my daughter just got her license. Yeah. And so we're two Johnsons and a Smith at this point. But to me, being able to pass that on to our kids is like my dream. You know,
it was a really neat opportunity. And right. At the time I came in full time, again, we were a little small mom and pop. I think we had 6 or 7 employees. And so my dad was basically, okay, if you're going to come to the company, you're going to add something to it and just not, you know, live off of my previous successes.
Yes, understood.
So it was at that point I went out and started to sell for new home construction builders. And so we brought on a couple little small home builders. And then within a year or two, we were doing KB Home and like D.R. Horton. And today we pretty much paint for every major home builder in the country. And so that was kind of my, my addition to the company, and within 3 years we had gone from 6 employees to over 200.
My goodness. So good job Eddie.
That did coincide with, you know, the big run up. So I mean, I would like to say it's all because of my own brilliance.
I'm thinking, yeah.
But there were some good timings to the market, but nonetheless, again, that again was my big foothold. And eventually then we opened up a commercial painting division. So basically, you know, configured as we are today, we have a residential painting division, which, you know, all of our goofy commercials go for. That's painting for Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
And we have our new home construction division, which, again, you know, paints for all the major Fortune 500 builders.
Wow.
And then we have our commercial division. And, you know, we paint, you know, hotels. We're painting, you know, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base currently.
Goodness.
We did the Ritz-Carlton a couple years ago. So they do big, big jobs like that. So they're all individually managed and ran by the different painters. There's actually is a difference between painting a commercial building as opposed to, you know, repainting a house for Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So we keep the guys over there and their strengths.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's pretty simple. There are all kind of codes you have to live by, right, for commercial and residential buildings that you have to live up to?
There's different licensing and different different ways you go about it. Obviously, you know, in the commercial world, you have to deal with a lot more heavy equipment in terms of like boom lifts and accesses. If you can look at, you know, a facade of a building and much more challenging than, you know, painting an 8-foot wall on somebody's house.
Right. That's pretty weird. We're here with Eddie O'Hare, who is the owner of Paint King, who has one of the greatest commercials. If you haven't seen it out there. And we're going to talk a little about the commercial, if I can. What made you come up with that commercial? Because it's funny as heck.
You know, about 10 years ago, when we were coming out of the Great Recession, you know, there was a lot of deferred maintenance. So basically, people, you know, painting is one of those things that they can say, you know what, we can put that off till next year.
Uh-huh.
We had been probably coming off of 4 or 5 years where the economy wasn't doing great. And so we knew that there was a market out there as things were getting better and it's needing painting. So, you know, looking at, you know, the 5 or 6 o'clock news and seeing, you know, what other people are doing for advertising in the home services company or sector, you would see, you know, an air conditioning or a plumbing company and every one of them were the same. Boring elevator music. A vehicle pulls up, you know, and then it's the homeowners waving, you know, the service guy off. And I would sit there and go, I don't know what that company does. I don't know who they are. And they just spent a boatload of money for nothing. So if we are going to advertise, you might not like it, but you are going to remember us.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's the old, you know, you're going to love us. You're going to love to hate it. You're going to love it because you love it. And, you know, if as long as you remember us, I'll take it either way.
Yeah, that reminds me of Chris Edwards from Tucson Appliance had the same story. Actually, his company was family owned as well, and he came in as a young man, yes, and the commercial and his marketing took that company,
yeah,
to the level that it was at. And I'm, you know, the other one I think of that I hate, if I could say that out, can I say that out loud?
It's too late now. Yeah,
well, okay, if you got an, I'm in a pickle. So if you have a nickel, right? And you just go, memorable.
Yeah.
Absolutely memorable. And so I think that's a great strategy. And you're not out to win an award for the most professional. You want to get the business, well, ultimately.
I'll counter that argument. We are extremely professional. And I know you're saying
no, I meant the commercial.
No,
the commercial being not getting an award for the artistic value.
What's that? What that says is we're not going anywhere. So, you know, Tucson is a transient community in terms of, you know, nobody's from here. So they come to town here, and, you know, if they get their house painted, they can hire somebody else off the street, and they might do a good job. They might not. Uh-huh. But you hear this all the time with the trades. I can't get somebody to call me back.
Yep.
With us, we're going to answer our phones, and we're going to do a great job for you.
And all you have to do is hum that jingle, and we know exactly who it is. We know. We have no doubt in our mind who's coming.
But Arizona Daily Star actually ran a special a few years ago, and they did the top 10 brands in Tucson history, and we made it on that list.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, congratulations. That's very cool.
That's what you do. Hey, we're here with Eddie O'Hare, who's the owner of The Paint King. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about painting and a little bit of fun things about going around Tucson and let people know where he's at throughout the city in Tucson and in Phoenix. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Hey, we are back on the air. This is Sandra Johnson. I'm here with Raymond Smith for the IAM Real Estate Show. And we've got Eddie O'Hare, the owner of Paint Kings, that's here with us this afternoon.
Still glad to be here.
Still glad to be here. We were talking before going on break about the commercial and how important music is, I think, to being memorable. And you guys have just knocked it out of the park with that.
You know, the jingle has a life of its own. You know, we've ran the jingle on different radio stations and stuff, and that's always gets a good thing. The break dancing part just kind of threw that over the top. When we were first, we got actually 5 or 6 different spots. And the first couple spots was me, what I was called, said, doing the Paint King shuffle.
Yeah.
And people would call and be like, "You're the worst dancer on earth." Okay.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight that. So I had this idea. We won the best in Tucson. We've won 6 years in a row from Arizona Daily Star, best in Tucson as well, by the way, from painting contractor. But we were up at the Westward Look or the one of the big resorts, and they were doing their year-end awards thing, and they had all these dancers all over the place, and there was this, you know, guy spinning on his head. And so I told my wife, I said, "I've got to get that guy to pretend like he's me doing the dancing." So long story short, we cut the commercial, we run it. Now people are calling all the time going, "I can tell that's not you."
Yeah,
dancing.
No.
Okay. I mean, just people need to get a life. But if it's motivating them to get off the couch to call us and spend their time doing that, then again, it's doing its job.
That's
so,
right.
Well, you could cover more than Tucson. So what are those Paint King covers?
We also service we basically service the whole state of Arizona.
Wow.
But our two hubs are, is we have a office here in Tucson that has a new construction office, and then our residential office. And then in Phoenix, Chandler and I-10, we have an office up there that services the metro. From those two different locations, then, particularly for the commercial or new home builders, then we'll service, you know, Flagstaff, Nogales, Sierra Vista, Yuma, from the different pockets.
Wow. Are you also awesome. Taking care of the base down there in Sierra Vista too?
We do work on Fort Huachuca all the time. So, we've done Fort Huachuca. Like I said, we're currently doing 730 homes on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base right now. And then a few years ago, we did Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo, New Mexico too.
Wow. I was stationed there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I tell you, that's 4 years. I realize you can do any. If you can live through there, Alamogordo, in 4 years, you can survive anything.
I think my teeth got a shade whiter every time I made that drive, though. So
when
you see a big billboard that's only there that says, "Do not stop."
Yes. When you're going over the White Sands. No. Oh, my God. Did you get a chance to go see the White Sands at all?
I didn't. Again, I drove through there, you know, coming back and forth. And again, a nice little community, all jokes aside, it's in the middle of nowhere.
It is in the middle of nowhere.
I want to talk a little bit about, we just had Rigo Arce from Rigo's Pest Prevention here, and we were talking about getting a home ready for sale. And probably paint is the biggest bang you're going to get for your buck when it comes to having that home show well.
I absolutely agree. I'm obviously a little, you know, jaded and enjoy that.
Of course, as you should be.
But if you look at most home renovations, you're going to get, you know, a percentage or pennies on a dollar back.
Right.
When it comes to real estate, when people walk into a house, they know if they want to buy that house within 30 seconds. I mean, it's just the feeling they get. And paint literally is the first thing you see. So if you love pinks and purples, that's great. Most people don't.
Right.
So if you're putting your house up for sale, we can come in and for relatively inexpensively polish everything up. Also in real estate, you know, if it looks like it's taken care of, they're probably a lot less likely to go digging, looking for problems.
Yes.
So again, paint can cover up a lot of the cosmetic stuff and at least send the message, hey, this house has been homed and cared for. You know, the typical Tucson house is, you know, 1,500 square foot, you know, ranch style stucco house. You know, with premium products, we can paint that for a couple thousand dollars.
Are we talking interior or
that's
exterior?
Outside, inside, you know, depending on, it has a little bit more factors to
right.
it.
Right, yeah, that makes
but
sense.
You go and you renovate your kitchen for $100,000 and you might, you know, add $50,000 value to it. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting your money back. Paint, you can get dollar for dollar what you're putting in there.
Yeah, I think we're talking with Eddie O'Hare from Paint Kings. And I think Sandra always says curb appeal. Mm-hmm. And a great paint job done professionally is really a great appeal. It's the first thing you see when you're driving up to the house before you even go inside.
Do you guys do stucco repairs at all?
Yeah, so we do drywall and stucco repairs. The caveat to that is if you drive your car into the side of the house, that's not our lane.
don't call you, huh?
But your typical settling cracks or woodpecker holes, kind of stuff, we can take care of that. And that goes same for drywall stuff.
Okay, yeah. I actually found over the fall, trying to find someone to come out to do fairly minor stucco repairs was a pretty big challenge.
It is. In the last, you know, few years, the service industry as a whole has suffered from lack of skilled workers, workforce in general. So you'll find that. And again, I'll go back to we answer our phones and we show up. Right. So again, having problems finding good to come out is pretty normal.
Yeah. What kind of a warranty comes with a paint job?
With all of our paint jobs, it comes with a 2-year workmanship warranty, and that's actually dictated by the Arizona Register of Contractors. Mm-hmm. I get a chuckle. There's a couple of new companies have come into town that are advertising 25-year lifetime warranties. They don't exist. those companies are only a couple years old, so when a company that's 2 years old gives you a 25 or lifetime year warranty, it doesn't exist. And they're actually held to the same standard by the Arizona Register of Contractors. And what they'll do then is they'll point back to the materials. And so if you're using 100% acrylic from either Sherwin-Williams, Dunn Edwards, or two, you know, reputable brands, they actually come with a lifetime guarantee on the paint themselves. Mm. But if you look at the warranty, it says if there's a pinhole in the substrate, and if you look at stucco, there's pinholes in it. Yeah. It voids the warranty. And I think it's a little dishonest by some of these other companies coming out, you know, touting those warranties that really don't exist. You want good prep on a house. You want a good 100% acrylic, you know, product, and you should get 7 to 10 years pretty easily in that.
At what point, if you had a crack in stucco, at what point is that not really a painter's in their lane?
If the crack itself, I would say, is bigger than like a fist, I would say that probably you need to get a stucco contractor out. Mm-hmm. It's actually normal for stucco to crack. Mm-hmm. The houses here are wood framed and they actually move during heating and cooling cycles. Right. So sometimes people freak out and they'll see, you know, a little stress crack by the window.
Right.
Those are actually normal. Unless again it gets bigger than that, then you might have an issue. But the stucco is designed to actually do that cracking as the house moves.
We're here with Eddie O'Hare, who's the owner of Paint King, and I want to go back on the fact that for I think you said 7 years you've been best in Tucson.
Six, seven. This could be lucky seven here.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody understood that being the best painting company in Tucson for the last 6 years is a big deal.
You know, it's we take pride in what we do. I'm from Tucson. You can't miss me when, you know, my kids go to this community and you know, we always do what's right by people.
Right.
So, you know, if we happen to not have our best day, we're going to come out and take care of it with a smile on our face and make sure you're happy. Because again, we stand behind our work. And again, I live in this community. So again, I don't need somebody running up to me at the grocery store. You know, we're proud of what we do, and we love service in the community and our projects.
That's great. We love local companies and believe that really is what makes Tucson special, are the people that are leading because they live here and they work here and because they care about the community. And so do you have things that you're involved in the community that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I'm pretty active. Both my children go over to Desert Christian. I'm on the board over there and volunteer there. I help out with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, where we go to the high schools and junior highs. And,
wow,
and
great.
We, you know, we help minister to the coaches and the students and the coaches and their wives. It's, you know, anytime I can get a chance, we're doing Feeding Our Starving Children here this next month, where we're going to go and try to put a million meals together to send around. So
great.
So again, wow. I love being out and you know, God's blessed me with good health and still some energy and,
yes.
And you know, I got a few more grays to go. So get out there and help out.
I think that's great to hear. You know, sometimes people forget, you know, how wonderful the things you guys do. They just need to hear it. And you guys are so humble, you know, you sit there and do all these things. You don't ask for anything up front. You just go ahead and do it. So I think on our show, it's good for some people to hear some of the great things you guys are doing to the community. We really, really appreciate you being here and giving back to our community in Tucson.
We do. And I don't think we understand, like, how much people give back in Tucson. And so we love to have the opportunity to have business owners and people that we've met come and nobody's going to tell you unless you ask the question. So thank you for what you've done and what you're continuing to do in the community. We think that helps in real estate too, because if Tucson is not well cared for, our industry will go away.
No, in Tucson's a small town. People ask me that all the time. We got a million people here, but it's a small town.
It is for sure. Tell us again how to get a hold of you.
Well, you can, easiest way is just go to our website, www.paintkings.com, or you can give us a call at 520-322-5181. But if you go to our website, that'll direct you. You can shoot us an email from there, or give you the phone numbers, any of that kind of stuff. So
got a couple, at least a minute left. I got to ask a question. I see a golf shirt on there, so I'm asking if you're a golfer.
Horrendous golfer. I just like the way the logo and the shirt fits. So.
That's good.
Unless you mean Top Golf.
No, I'm just making sure we know what's going on. We are here with, we want to thank Eddie O'Hara. We're here with the president and owner of Paint King, and who our sponsors are.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors. We have Indy Realty, John Spur with Inspired Life Mortgage, Rigo Pest Prevention, and also Horizon Inspection. So we appreciate our sponsors. If you have any real estate needs, we're here to help. You can reach Raymond at 520-904-7711 or myself at 520-850-1725.
We want to thank you, Eddie, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
That was Eddie O'Hara, owner of the Paint King.